This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. If you have a mean streak, which is another way of saying if you're in the entertainment industry, an asset management company called Spring Owl, and no, I don't know how they come up with those names, but then I don't know how we in show business come up with the names of our companies either. Well, the contrarian and activist Spring Owl, which I guess is a hedge fund now that everything is called a hedge fund, has released a 99-slide PowerPoint deck that pretty much eviscerates the current leadership and lack of leadership at the Viacom Corporation. Now, Viacom is a gigantic media company that owns Paramount and Nickelodeon and Comedy Central and MTV and a lot of other stuff. It used to own CBS too, but they split the company into two parts, and I'm old enough to remember that when that happened, everyone was saying, gee, whoever gets to run the Viacom side of the company is going to have an easy job of it. Those are the growth brands, and whoever runs the CBS side of it is being set up to fail because, well, CBS, right? Old. But the opposite happened, and now whoever compiled the Spring Owl deck is hopping mad about that and wants us all to know. You can find the deck all over online. I found it at SlideShare, and it's really worth reading if you like a little nasty malice in your financial reading. There's lots there about upside-down growth and soaring executive compensation and lagging behind competitors and flop movies and shows, the possibly incapacitated elderly owner Sumner Redstone. It's all there in those 99 slides, and it's kind of fun to flip through, especially if you've ever thought to yourself, why don't the people who run these companies ever face the music? Which is another way of saying, if you're in the entertainment industry. Now, the investors at Spring Owl have some solutions, too. Most of them revolve around cutting costs and selling stuff. That's turnaround 101, frankly. But they suggest exploring mergers with AMC networks and some other novel ideas. But for my money, the deck reveals two problems that all investors face when they're putting money into show business, which is another way of saying turning money into noise. First, the Spring Owl folks seem offended that the company isn't responsive to the investors, conveniently forgetting that the ownership of the company rests with one man, Sumner Redstone, who at this point might not even know he's Sumner Redstone, and a complicated Matryoshka doll of shell companies. Every shareholder knows that going in, so it's a little late for Spring Owl to suddenly be thunderstruck. But the best part of the deck is this one sentence, describing the financial performance which will result from a serious restructuring of the company, and I quote, "New hit shows will come from the transformed creative company." That's part of the business plan, you see. Here's your problem. You need hit shows. Which, of course, is what everyone needs all the time, no matter how lean or aggressive or restructured they are. So if you hear new hit shows will come from the transformed creative company and think, good insight, then I have some bad news about your investment. But if you hear that and maybe chuckle a little bit, well, that's another way of saying you're in the entertainment industry. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll run for office for KCRW. This is Rob Long.